I was surprised that that motion came in front of us. We all know it was signed into the Good Friday Agreement in 1998. And while it gives us an aspiration to look for an All-Ireland, which we all do, someday that we have a united nation, a united people, until that time comes along, there is a clause called the principle of consent that when the majority of the people of Northern Ireland vote for it, then we can get a united Ireland.
And you went into the fact that, you know, how people voted in the Good Friday Agreement and what have you, and it should be a democratic decision. But putting that to one side for a moment, the public are wondering, why are these issues taking up council time, or should they be taking up council time, they're asking?
Certainly not. I mean, like, we're sitting on there today discussing it, and the reason that I did deliberate and it did take time to think on this particular motion and put down, that it is a waste of time, council time, that I felt could be far better working with the executive, working with our business communities that are pinned to their collar at this present moment in time. And that's what I'd like to see, more business be done in the chamber instead of and less time wasting.